Hello, everybody. Hello. Yes. All right, let's have a round of applause for awesomeness. Yes. That includes music and life. You guys are about to fall in love tonight with each other and with punk rock with soul. And with comedy. Who's ready for a sweet comedy bit? Nice. I need a volunteer to do something I prepared especially for this show, a sweet indie rock quiz. Who would like to volunteer and come on stage? Who has the balls? Okay, whoever, one of you two who's raising each other's hands. Come on up, miss. All right. We're about to have a sweet party. Come on up. Let her go. I will be nice. No, I'm gonna tear you. Uh-oh. I'm gonna tear your friend a bunch of asses. No. Hi. What's your name? Janie. Janie with an N. It's nice to meet you, Janie. This is Janie, everybody. She's from Seattle, because she has a tattoo. Sorry, zing. I zing you guys. Okay, are you ready for a sweet indie rock quiz? All right, I prepared a sweet quiz to find out how cool we are. I don't know, I don't really, but let's do it. Are you ready? Yeah, give her, yeah. Yeah, why hold the jacket? And put your purse down, because you're gonna need your whole body. No. I'm just kidding. Get ready to try heroin. No. No. That shit'll put you to sleep, I bet. Or you'll write the best music the world has ever known. Let's see. That's the real Iron Composer. To fucking do heroin and then put down a bunch of stuff about dating in a song. Okay. Are you ready for my quiz? Okay. Here's the question. If you met Rick Ocasek, this is a multiple choice quiz, so don't worry. That's right, he is in the band of the Cars. Okay, that's not gonna be the question, because that would be, what band is Bono in? I'm so smart, I know indie rock. If you met Rick Ocasek, what would you say? A, I love your production on Weezer's Blue album. B, nothing, don't bother him. Or C, punch him in the face and go, that's from the new Cars, stay out of their way.
I'd say A.
A, I love your production. The real answer is nothing, don't bother him. Still, you seem cool, I like your honesty. Okay. Yes, she's. I'm not gonna bring someone on stage and judge their beauty, but thanks for yelling, you're fucking beautiful. That would be funny if I was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how pretty do you think you are? Sorry, you're off by 1. No, I would never do that, but here's the second question. If you, my God, you've all had a bit of wine. Here we go, second question. If Pitchfork gave you an 11.2, just you as a person, making you the Prime Minister of Cool, what's the first law you'd pass? A, everyone has to talk about pedophilia, ironically. Here's an example. How many clowns does it take to fuck a child? Who cares? It's a pretty good joke, I know. It doesn't totally resonate. Boo! You're booing pedophilia? Yeah, me too. I'm booing it too. It's bad. C, okay. B, no one can use the expression shit a brick. That would be a law. And the third law is if you don't hear of a band in time, you have to move to a different city. What would be the cool answer? B was no one can say shit a brick. But C is if you don't hear of a band in time, you have to move. C, if you don't hear of a band in time, you have to move to a different city. And the next one is an audio quiz. Are you ready? Tell me if you can identify this song. Yeah! This really cooks. Do you know that song? It's a pretty cool song. Let's move on. Can you identify this song? The right answer is no, I've never heard of it. Sorry. Zing! Ha ha! Now you know I had to start off with Wolf Parade. And then the third one's a Russian folk song, but I won't. Well, here, you can hear a little of it.
Один солдат.
You know this song?
На свете жил.
Where have you been? No, All right, and the last question is, who is cooler, Michael Dukakis or Doug Cosmo Clifford, drummer from Creedence Clearwater Revival? Doug? It's a trick question. It's Sufjan Stevens. All right, thank you very much. You win a drink. Do you want a free drink? Yeah. Great. All right, see? That was a lot of fun. All righty. Well...